Thank you for calling Avis Budget Group Emergency Roadside Assistance. If you are in an unsafe location and require immediate assistance, please hang up and dial 911. Please listen carefully to all of our options to resolve your situation as quickly as possible. If you currently have a rental car and require emergency roadside assistance, press 1. For questions about operating your rental vehicle, if you're calling to make a new request for emergency roadside assistance, press 1. If you have questions, press 1. If you are calling, please enter your motor vehicle car number. Please note this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
If you are calling from a smartphone, you can save time by using our new roadside assistance self-service option. Press 1 now to receive a text message containing a link to start the self-service process. If you prefer to wait for the next available representative, please remain on the line. For Avis, press 1, budget 2, payload.
Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you calling from the U.S. or internationally?
Calling from the U.S., and this is Brisha calling on a recorded line with Nation Safe Drivers. We do the pickup and drop-off for you guys as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm calling on behalf of a customer, and I can provide you. Oh, sorry about that. I'm calling on behalf of a customer here. We had her out for a tow, but she needs a secondary replacement vehicle due to a unique situation she's in. We have a ticket that's already started, but they advise us to transfer her over for her to get a new vehicle out.
Okay. Can you please give me her MVA number?
Yes, ma'am. It is 970-842-56.
Now, can I go off of one of the tickets that are already there, or do I have to start? I've got to completely start a new one for her.
Yeah, we do have one that I was working on. I've been trying to reach out to get a dispatch, but we're not able to get a driver for her ride-along. Dispatch ticket was 1030-3912, so that one should still be open and active.
See, on my end, it doesn't give me the option to continue it. But I can definitely get her information pulled up here. Because, again, the only thing that you need for me is a replacement vehicle for her. Like, she has the tow's going to be set up. You said that she's doing a ride-along with the service provider?
Correct. It was set up for a ride-along. The only thing is that with her ride-along, I could not get a driver to do so. We tried to get the customer in Uber, but she's saying that she might need a new vehicle brought to her instead. Since she can't take the Uber, she has like 12-inch mirrors and bus in the vehicle that she can't just leave in the car and get dropped off somewhere else.
Okay. So, should I set this up as a two-way tow, or do I just need to secure a vehicle and get that information to you, and then it'll be figured out at that point?
I believe she needs a two-way tow at this point for a vehicle to be brought to location because she can't get dropped off there.
Okay. And she's on the other line now?
Yes, ma'am. I still have her.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and transfer her over to me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, and you have a good day.
Okay, you also. Thank you.